Dolphins Friday. Get your new Mazda with Gunther Plus at Gunther Mazda or online at GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Get to headlines. But I will tell you what's going on with Mario Cristobal. So if you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour, I mentioned John Canzano, who's a columnist at The Oregonian, which is Oregon's big newspaper. He tweeted out, "Source at Oregon confirms that the University of Oregon has a contract extension offer in front of Mario Cristobal. Quote, it's aggressive and in line with what we've seen this week," ooh, per the source. "Brian Kelly and Lincoln Riley dollars, I'm told." Now, if that's the case and Miami's making a run at him, now you're making a run at someone who's in the $90 to $100 million range.
Yeah, and Oregon got that money out there. Oregon is taking a preemptive strike on UM.
This is the way this stuff works, by the way.
Yes.
I mean, this is you. I mean, you froth at the mouth to be in a situation like this, where it's no secret that someone wants your services and that they're willing to pay you for your services, because that puts the onus on your current employer to say, wait a second, I don't even want you talking to them. You know you're happy here.
Yeah.
You know you're happy. We love you. You love it here. How about $100 million?
But UM should sell, and not to downplay the money, they got to match this money, but they should sell coming back, coming to South Florida.
Sure.
Coming back home. You know, we dropped the ball that first time, but now we want to make it right and bring you back where you should be, turning this organization around. Like, now it's game. Now it's two dudes trying to get that one pretty girl, and they gotta come with their best.
So again, the Oregonian reporting that University of Oregon has a contract extension offer in front of Mario Cristobal, and again, per the source, quote, it's aggressive and in line with what we've seen this week, which would be Brian Kelly and Lincoln Riley dollars. And that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. Headlines and Alejandro Solana, who got a haircut for Art Basel tonight. Looking good, Solana.
Where?
Got a haircut. Looking good.
Oh, okay. He looks good. I don't need
tightened up.
Yeah, I guess. Different strokes for different folks.
Looks good. Looks good to me, Solana.
You're hating on the cut, Crowder?
It's cool. It's a little Tyler Hero fade.
Looks good, man. Looks good to me.
Your little goatee wearing ass.
Like that, don't you? Don't be mad because you didn't grow this pretty. This is beautiful.
It's raggedy. I don't know what that is.
Raggedy? Better than your goatee.
Abe Lincoln looks at that,
man,
and goes, hey,
sweet,
man,
son.
Tighten that thing up. Abe Lincoln didn't even have a big shaver.
That's what the women like.
The Hockman and Crowder Show is sponsored by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. These headlines, they're sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Crowder, let me know. The Panthers, they beat the Sabres 7-4. They host the Blues tomorrow, 1 p.m.
Okay. Is the Panthers game on 560 tomorrow, or has it – because the Heat don't play tomorrow, do they?
The Heat don't play tomorrow, but the
Hurricanes basketball team does.
Correct. They host Clemson at 12. That's a good question. I'll double check.
So is the Panthers game on 790? That would be my guess. My guess is you get Hurricanes basketball on 560 tomorrow, and you get Panthers hockey on 790. We'll find out for you.
I'll double check that for
DM
you.
DM Solana on Instagram if you want the answer.
Don't.
Man, listen, I just looked up Lincoln Riley's deal. Did you hear everything?
Mm-mm. Well, I heard that they bought his house at 10 times the market value, that he gets use of a private jet.
24/7 private jet use for his family, too, not just recruiting.
I mean, that's insane.
They're buying him a $6 million house in L.A. They bought his houses, and they bought his other houses for $500,000 over asking price. And it's a $110 million deal.
I mean, that's insane.
UM, you hear that? Got to come with it, baby.
I don't think UM has their own private jet.
Somebody does. One of them boosters. Somebody got a private jet, man. So there's too many planes leaving out of Opa-locka Airport.
Somebody. You're gonna you're gonna give it to Mario Cristobal. You can use this private jet. Doesn't matter if I want to use it or not. You can use it 24/7 whenever you need it.
Well, maybe call me. Give me a 2-week advance. Something. Just if Oregon's lining up with these numbers, just you have got to know they got to come with some funk.
Bring the heat.
I have some answers for everybody, by the way.
Fantastic.
So, tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. on QAM, It is the Miami Hurricanes basketball game. The pregame show tips off at 11:30, and then tip-off is at 12.
Gotcha.
The SEC championship game will be carried after the Canes basketball game at 3:30. So the Panthers game will be on 790, as Hawk
so astutely predicted,
at 12:30. And then the Heat do play tomorrow in Milwaukee. It's an 8 p.m. tip. That game will be on 790 as well. Preheat begins at 6:45.
The Heat do play tomorrow.
They do.
Gotcha.
Also, I have some answers from the Miami Dolphins regarding Robert or Rob Hunt.
Oh, this is interesting. I talked about this in the 2 o'clock hour, that on the injury report, Robert Hunt is listed as Rob Hunt, and we thought maybe he has changed his name.
I texted somebody from the Dolphins, and I asked them, hey, random question, but has Robert Hunt changed his name? We've noticed.
If you're texting Jason Taylor, I mean, he's going to get annoyed with you.
We got a little group chat going.
I know you do. That's what I'm saying. If you're wasting Jason Taylor's time with this, you know, there's better ways for him to spend his day.
Me, JT, Joe.
Nope.
They don't respond, but we have a group chat.
Because you have JT's assistant's number. She can't text you back because she's not JT. Hey, JT, that annoying boy's texting again.
So, per the Miami Dolphins, he goes by both. And they write, I guess we kind of use them interchangeably.
Oh.
So there is no name change officially. He's just Rob or Robert or.
All right. Bob. Could be Bob. A lot of people call Robert's Bob.
Bobby.
So Bob Hunt is on the injury report for Sunday.
Just working my sources, guys.
All right. Good for you. Break news. We break news here.
That was big. Mm-hmm.
The Heat, they'll play the Pacers tonight, 7 p.m. in Indiana.
All right. We'll do 15 minutes of Heat in the next segment.
Dolphins, Giants, 1 p.m. Sunday. We'll see Bob.
Bob Hunt, maybe.
Daniel Jones, officially ruled out, so it's Mike Glennon.
Yeah. I'm neck.
He can't get away, guys. Get after him.
Finally, guys, I guess this only really applies to Crowder because Hawk is lame and hasn't seen the movie, but the McAllister residence from the first Home Alone, Crowder.
Yeah.
It's going to be available through Airbnb.
What? I'd stay in Home Alone house.
Really?
Yeah, that's cool. No. Like as a kid, I know the whole house because he had a little trap set up everywhere.
Yeah, you like that stuff.
Yeah, I like old booby trap. Yeah.
Booby trap.
Isn't that what it's called, a booby trap?
Yeah, it is a booby trap.
Yeah, I like them booby traps. I used to set them when I was a kid.
How about this? These are some of the texts when Solana earlier, apropos of nothing, mentioned that he asks the employee at BK to cut his Whopper in half. Mm-hmm. I literally had never heard of such a thing.
It's ridiculous, that's why.
Sorry, Hawk, I'm with Solana on this one. A Whopper cut in half tastes a whole lot better. Now, I do believe, you know, that anything tastes better in a red basket, that popcorn tastes better in a bag than a bucket. So I get I like my pizza square cut. I think pizza tastes better when it's square cut instead of triangular.
Same ingredients, though, huh? But cut in half?
Well, this guy does it, too.
Why don't you cut it into fours or eights? Make it a little baby burger pizza.
Somebody says, why does Solana have so much trouble just eating normally? Somebody says, of course you cut your burger and sandwich in half. See, some people, they bring it to you. Would you have any leeway if he cut it himself? What if he got the Whopper and cut it himself when he sat down?
For what?
Well, I'm just saying, is that any better than asking the Burger King employee to cut it in half for you.
Yeah, that's better. Because it's just annoying to let this $8 hour person have to do that foolishness for you. But it's still silly to cut it in half. If you're in elementary school or if you're in Century Village, I'll let it go. But a grown-ass man, 27 years old, why do you just eat it?
You're concerned about the person cutting the sandwich they just made for me in half?
Yes, wasting their damn time. Move the line along.
Somebody,
come on.
Somebody texts in, you're mentally unstable if you're asking BK to cut your burger in half.
Yeah, that's rational.
Someone wants to know, did Solana's parents cut the crust off your PB&J?
No, because guaranteed. I love crust.
Right, I love the crust too. I don't understand these kids that don't want to eat the crust.
My damn daughter.
Doesn't like the crust?
Nope.
Get her the Uncrustables.
No, she'll sit and peel the crust off by her. She's not eating no crust.
Oh, maybe it's just a project.
She mad at my plant with my hard-earned food.
Somebody texts in, get over yourself, Hawk. I've been having my Whopper cut in half for the last 30 years. It's the only way to enjoy the Whopper. I'm telling you, it's not like I thought I thought he was the only person. I never heard of such a thing.
It's too big?
Is that what it is? Like, if you just got a burger at BK, would you ask him to cut it in half?
Probably not. I think the Whopper is probably the sandwich that I do it with the most. But I've asked for other burgers to be cut in half. But you just have to think about it this way. You're going to eat a hamburger and you want to have the most like symmetrical bite radius for every single bite. If I cut it in half, now I'm getting all the textures, all the juices, everything in as many bites as I possibly can. But if you don't cut it in half, you're really just getting bun first in almost every single bite.
He brings up some good points there.
That's ridiculous.
He does bring up some good points.
So he wants to eat it from the inside out? So you want your bun bites to be later?
Symmetrically.
Doesn't make any sense.
Symmetrically, he's right. But then there's this text. Are you in effing kindergarten?
I'm with him or her.
Somebody says, I bet Crowder is salivating talking about meat.
Not really.
Yeah, you are.
No, I don't let that go now. I'm going to change my palate. Give me some eggplant. Oh, my goodness. Broccolini? Heavy
Solana
stuff.
Preach, someone says. I'm very surprised that there are a lot of people that cut their Whopper in half.
It's that acute bite angle you're getting when you cut it in half.
It makes some sense there, the acute bite angle.
It doesn't make sense
at
all.
A little bit. You guys are tripping. I'm with Solana. I cut all sandwiches in half. See, I don't believe in cutting sandwiches in half. And to be quite honest, if I had my choice at Publix, Wawa, I get a 12-inch sub. I don't even want that cut in half. I just want to eat the sandwich.
Yes, one into the other.
Just want to eat the sandwich.
You don't cut a 12-inch sandwich in half?
I do because that's how it comes. So I'm not going to ask for it differently than the way it comes. But if I bought a sub roll and made myself, you know, a sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cut it.
So
that's true. If you make your own sub at home, you still cut them?
Right. Buy a 12-inch sub roll or an 8-inch sub roll.
Of course. I'm not joking. I cut every sub in half. What about when you go to a restaurant and you order a burger? You know, like a nice restaurant. You order a burger. They bring a knife right in the middle
like
of the burger.
Said,
what do you do?
If they serve it in half, I'll eat it in half. Sometimes Houston's. We'll cut the burger in half. It's very large. But, no, if they have the knife in it, it's to hold it together. It's not for you to cut it.
It could hold it together with a toothpick. No, they put the knife there so you
can
cut it in half.
A big-ass burger. Toothpick?
They put a knife in it to show you just how big this burger is. Tucker Dukes did that.
Yeah.
A toothpick, you could do that with a club sandwich on a piece of toast.
I cut my Hawkman burger in half at Tucker Dukes.
But that's fine if it comes cut in half. But, you know, if a sandwich comes with a big knife in the middle, they're not asking you to cut it for them. If they wanted you to cut it, they'd have cut it already. They're showing you how large the sandwich is by saying this can only be held together with a sharp knife.
I'm not certain you're correct about that, and I'm not even doing a bit here. I think they put the knife in there because they expect you to cut this large sandwich.
Well, why
in
wouldn't
half?
They just cut it for you?
Yeah.
Why would they give you the instrument to cut it instead of just cutting it?
I guess we have to go based off Crowder's rationale here. They don't have time to do that. Move along. Just put the knife in.
Get
move
it
along.
You want to put in there a spoon?
But the only time that you get a big knife through it is at a nice restaurant. So they don't usually have a problem giving you the sandwich the way they want it. Like,
He's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right.
I'm with the kindergarten texter guy.
Very surprised.
Children and
old
people.
Very surprised that people do this. All right, 15 minutes of heat. Oh, you got to do weather and stuff? You have anything else?
I didn't do weather yet.
I don't think so. Who?
From the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7, 866-954. More, it's a beautiful day in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the low 70s. That's your weather.
All right, very good. We'll do 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. It is Heat and Pacers tonight. And what did you say, Heat in Milwaukee tomorrow?
8 p.m. tip-off.
Heat in Milwaukee tomorrow. 15 minutes of heat coming up here in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Stop it!
Hawk and Crowder.
Who will step up for the Miami Heat tonight? Score some points. Here are the over-unders from the Hard Rock app. You ready? Heat and Pacers tonight. You will hear the game on 790 The Ticket. By the way, it's a 7 o'clock tip-off, which means the pregame show is going to begin at 5:45 on 790 The Ticket, which means our final segment will be on 560 WQAM only. Tonight, Heat. Tyler Hero, over-under is 23.5.
Over.
Kyle Lowry, over-under is 15.5.
Whew. Under.
Duncan Robinson.
Under.
Over-under is 11.5.
Are we going to have the Duncan game?
There's going to be one at some point. I just don't know when it's going to be.
Be great to be tonight. But I'd say under just because he had zero last game.
Dwayne Dedmon, over-under is 9.5.
Over.
A lot of points for Dwayne Dedmon.
Well, he's playing 30 minutes a game. He's standing around the rim. He gets some tip-ins.
Gabe Vincent, over-under tonight is 9.5.
It's the Gabe Vincent game.
You know Solana loves Gabe Vincent.
He's kind of on a tear.
He is.
That might be easy over.
That might be an easy over.
A tear.
Max Strus, over-under 9.5. You know I had that on Wednesday night.
I love some Strus and Vincent.
Caleb Martin, 8.5, and P.J. Tucker, 7.5. He's been ice cold lately.
You know what? It's honestly, we got to figure out who's picking up the slack. That would be the answer. Because these are low.
Kind of feel like it's Tyler Hero.
But
I like the
23.
Over. 23.5, but I feel like Tyler could put up 25 without blinking. Yeah, especially when Bam and Jimmy are out there.
Like, I'm with Tyler. Tyler's going to do his thing. But who else? Because these other guys, 7 and 9 and 8, and like somebody else has to score for them to have a chance.
Gabe Vincent.
You tell me I'm panicking off the Cleveland game. So what's it going to look like tonight so I don't panic?
I just think Spo will find ways to get guys good looks. P.J. Tucker, for example. I know he hasn't hit the over in a while. He's been cold, as Hawk said, but he's going to play more minutes. The Heat are going to try to spread the floor more. Dedmon will play in the middle. This might open up spaces for P.J. Tucker to hit the corner three that he likes.
He does like that corner three.
So it's P.J. Tucker over then.
I don't know. I won the P.J. Tucker over earlier in the season. It was easy money because he did it in 5 seconds. But then I lost on the P.J. Tucker over recently, and it's the added misery of just staring and watching P.J. Tucker all game.
Stand in the corner.
Yeah. It's a terrible way to watch a game. let me tell you what.
I like Dedmon.
Listen, here's the thing about Dwayne Dedmon that I like about him also, which is why I bet the Dedmon to hit a three-pointer on Wednesday. I think he relishes more of a lead role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain guys shy away from it, and especially when you're replacing an all-star. And I think Dwayne Dedmon loves it. I think a lot of people slept on him last season when he was hanging out there, and I think he's trying to prove a lot of people wrong, and I think he's doing so. So I kind of do like the Dedmon over. If they give him a chance to be a big part of it,
yeah,
he loves it.
And that's what I like, the hustle, too. He'll get all the little offensive rebounds, the little quick putbacks, because he's always hustling. Like you're saying, he relishes being a guy that, you know, people are depending on now. I think Dedmon's the guy that if he's playing, if he's in the game, he's going to score a couple points just off the fact he hustles his tail off.
That's a rough watch, though. to be hoping for Dwayne Dedman over
you,
nine.
It really, like, thank God he hit that three fairly early in the second half for me, because it when you start betting guys on over-unders, you know, and it's tertiary guys. And again, Dwayne Dedman's going to have a lot of minutes just because Bam is out, but it's a rough watch because you end up just focusing on that player. I mean, I've done over-unders on rebounds, and you want to talk about a rough watch. You're now hoping for missed shots because you want to see the ball come somewhere, but then you're pissed at your guy that's just standing out on the perimeter waiting to run. It can be a rough watch when you're over-unders.
When you start screaming, crash the boards, yep, sitting in your living room, that's
what are you doing out there? Crash the boards! Somebody writes into Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel, the Ask Ira column, sunsentinel.com. Right now, the Heat are two games away from not making the playoffs. That's how close the East is, they write. With Bam Adebayo out for the next 6 weeks, what are your expectations on where the Heat will be when he returns? And Ira answers, still somehow afloat, since they managed to remain afloat when Jimmy Butler missed 20 games last season. And a silver lining is they will be getting even more road games out of the way in the interim, now starting another run of 13 of 20 on the road. So when Bam Adebayo does return, it will be with a significant slate of home games on the schedule. There is the chance, you know, if you follow the East, that you know, they bounce in and out of being a playoff team only because they're so tightly packed there. And then there's one other Bam Adebayo-related question that I saw in the Ask Ira column. Ira, is there a chance the Heat call up Micah Potter to address Bam Adebayo's absence? He seemed like a decent rebounder and energy guy that might be able to help. And Ira says, but that's not how it works. Despite playing for the Heat's G League affiliate, Sioux Falls, Micah Potter is no more of the Heat than any other NBA team. He's free to be signed by any team, provided that team has the financial wherewithal for such a move and an open roster spot or an open two-way spot. Among such options for the Heat could be to cut Marcus Garrett and then add a big man on a two-way contract. Such a move would not impact the Heat's tight position against the luxury tax. Keep in mind, though, that two-way contracts are limited to players with four or fewer seasons of experience. So it's not as if an Aaron Baines is walking through the door on such a deal. And the 50-game limit on the active roster for two-way players would be prorated based on the date of such signings. Why you look confused, Solana?
Because Heat fans and you know, Heat Twitter is panicking. They're panicking right now. What are we going to do? We've lost a couple games in a row. It hasn't looked good. Bam Adebayo is going to miss a bunch of time. Yeah, this team's going to struggle. There's no doubt about it. But correct me if I'm wrong here, guys. When we saw them at full strength with Kyle Lowry, with Bam Adebayo, with Jimmy Butler, they looked like they were one of the best teams in the NBA.
They did. Absolutely. Yeah.
So if you know that already, that when at full strength, I'm not saying they're the best team. Clearly there's other teams with more talent, but they can be a legitimate threat to any other team that they're facing when healthy, then why are you panicking when your team is missing their two worst players?
Say it.
Just be healthy for the playoffs.
Say it.
And everybody out there who's panicking,
say it.
In December,
say it.
Settle the bleep down.
But say it. Sack up, Heat Nation. Sack up.
I'm scared.
15 minutes of Heat. There you go. We are rapidly approaching the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Solana is going to debut a new Week That Was montage tonight at 5.
Oh, man.
Hasn't done it in the last couple of weeks, but he said, and I totally agree with him, this week of shows was so damn good that it would be impossible not to recap it all in a montage at 5 o'clock.
Oh, I love these.
So we're going to have some fun. Don't go anywhere.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
Hawk and Crowder.
Football Friday. I just tweeted out in a shocking admission, Solana has revealed that he asks for his Whopper to be cut in half at BK. And then I wrote, even more shocking, the number of texters who do the same thing. And then I wrote, I don't like any sandwich cut in half. And the first response I got, do you eat a full hero, uncut? Again, I'll eat the sandwich how they give it to me. I'm not going to. But if I was making a hero at home and I bought, you know, 8-inch roll or a 12-inch roll, I would not cut it. That's just me.
Yeah.
But I definitely would not ask a fast food place to cut my hamburger. No. And in fact, if I was at a fast food place and my hamburger came to me cut, I would probably bring it back to the counter, assuming something's wrong with it. Right?
Why y'all trying to get over on me?
Why are you trying to get over on me? There was obviously a family in here with little kids a couple hours ago. The kid rubbed boogers all over the burger, and now you're giving it to me. And, you know, like, I don't want that.
You don't give me Jackson.
I ordered a burger, not a booger. I don't want that. No, I wouldn't. Honestly, I think I would bring it. I'd bring it back to the counter. I'd be like, what is – because they – I mean, who would want – I just don't understand the logic. Again, big burger, Houston's, it's loaded with stuff. They have, you know – a burger at Houston's is $21.
Yep.
So they want to make it more of a meal, you know, and they cut it in half. I'm all for it. But at a fast food place, how much is a Whopper? $3.99?
It's probably like $8.99 now.
A Whopper is $8.99? Where
no
are we?
Way.
In New York
it's...
City? Get out of here.
Whopper's not $9.
A Whopper?
Yeah. Why are you saying it like it's the most special?
Whopper?
A Whopper?
Hold on. We're talking about a Whopper?
BK menu.
$3.
It's got to be $3.99.
Maybe $5.99, $6.99.
What? Are you talking about a meal or just if I went to Burger King?
I may be confusing it with a meal, but I think just the sandwich itself, you're forgetting how much these prices have gone up. Like a Big Mac is like $7, $8 now.
What?
Yep.
A Big Mac.
They see him coming. Hey, that dumb kid's coming. He gonna give us $10 for this burger.
A Big Mac is $8?
No, $5. $5 max.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you find this out, Jimmy? You kind of feel like have you researched it? Let's hear what Jimmy has to say. What do you know, Jimmy?
I don't have anything. I'm looking.
All right,
it
perfect.
Right now.
Whopper.
He was waving me off the whole time. He didn't want me to come to him. And I'm like, bring Jimmy up, and he got all panicked.
Menuandprice.com, Burger King meals, Whopper meal. $6.99.
Sandwich
alone, $4.30.
$4.30. Salon. I mean, dude, that's crazy. I do think that they see you cut. Oh, they go, hey, here's the guy that likes it cut in half. $40, sir.
Okay. Oh, man, the prices are going up every day.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's a fast food burger, which plays into my point. Like, you're really going to get that cut in half? I mean, you should just be happy if it comes the way you ordered it.
Shoveling that down? Like,
that really
down.
Is. It's for shoveling it down.
Like, you're getting a plate like Jerry Jones
yeah,
and presenting
you're not
it
not Jerry Jones
just
here.
Just eat the burger.
No, and you're also downplaying the size of the Whopper, like if it's a slider.
So it's like a Brontosaurus burger on Flintstones? Downplaying the size of a Whopper. It's slightly bigger than most burgers.
That's what it is.
It's Burger King. Have it your way.
Oh, my God. I just realized. I just figured it out because he was babied by his parents. So when they went to BK, they would say, Alejandro, you need to get that cut in half. It's a very big burger. You know what I mean? Like you would do with a kid. But then he's still kind of in that mentality. Like
makes
until
sense.
You're married and you're paying your bills and you're, you know, doing things a little more independently, you still think the way that your parents led you to believe. You find out when you're an adult that not everything your parents told you, like going swimming after a meal,
that
you know, parents
anything.
Don't let you swim after a meal because it'll make you sick. That you could have a Whopper while you're swimming. It's not going to make you sick.
Gotta wait 30 minutes.
So I realize you won't have this take when you're 32 and married and grown up, paying a mortgage and all that stuff.
Yeah. Because I cut a burger in half.
You think the Whopper is this giant burger. You just said it. You guys are underestimating the size
of
the Whopper.
No, because you made the Whopper sound like a slider.
No, I didn't. I made it sound like a burger.
And
like,
I'm telling you.
Just a burger.
You're
it's
just,
a burger.
You're downplaying how humongous,
humongous
a Whopper is. And I just like my sandwiches cut in half, period.
Right, and I don't. I do default to this. I do not like sandwiches cut, period, end of story. If I make a turkey sandwich on white bread, I don't cut it. My wife does. If I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I do not cut it. I don't like sandwiches cut.
I'm with you. Know what? Do you cut corn on the cob to eat it off the cob, or you cut it off into your plate? Serious question.
I feel like it's a trick question because you have to cut it off the cob to eat it.
He's a baby.
Well, he's got gum problems, though. Oh, and you, with your teeth, could eat the cob.
I have gone through a couple times.
Crowder's whole life, he's looked at people and go, how come no one else likes the cob? Man. Everybody left the cob again.
Hey, wasting that good middle piece.
You're going to eat your cob? You're going to eat your cob? It's like the crust. People go around asking for crust. He does it with the cob.
His parents used to give him a cob salad. It was just all the corn on the cobs with some ranch dressing. Oh, Channing will eat it. He's got teeth for days. Oh, I love this cob salad.
Ranch, please.
Oh, my God. That's funny. All right. It puts a little perspective, as a texter points out. Solana cutting a Whopper in half puts a little perspective to him and the trouble he has eating spaghetti and meatballs. You were out that day, but remember, one of the reasons that he doesn't like ordering spaghetti and meatballs at an Italian restaurant is he has a difficult time. What was your take? Difficult time getting enough noodle, tomato sauce, and meatball on the fork at the same time. It's a difficult transaction.
It really is. You have to cut the meatball. Mm-hmm. Then you have to twirl the spaghettis. Then you have to get the sauce. You want adequate sauce to spaghetti ratio. And then you have to pierce the piece of meatball that you've cut. All three things proportionately, again, you want a good bite, have to be done.
You have to pierce it.
And then,
like a great description for using a fork.
To pierce.
And then, God bless you, if you could take a bite without it getting all over your shirt.
Right.
God bless me. I do it all the time.
So it gives a little bit of context there.
Yeah, it's trouble eating.
All right. It's a football Friday, as you might be able to tell. I don't need to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that it's a football Friday. You know what was released on this day in 2010? I just happened to look down on the show sheet.
What's that?
Black Swan.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
I don't even know what that movie's about.
Neither do I. But I can tell you about 6 minutes worth of that movie backwards and forwards.
Yep. What is
this? Oh, my God.
Asia, get out the room.
They literally just should have released that as a six-minute movie. Would have been the highest grossing movie of all time. Because I can't sit through that entire movie. But I'll sit through that 6 minutes.
Yep. It's dark. And,
ooh,
yeah, but
Black Swan.
What's her name?
I think we all remember this day in 2010. What we
Mila Kunis.
Doing.
As Mila.
And who's the other girl?
No, the dancer. Yeah, that wasn't.
Mila Kunis is one of the girls in that.
But she was a co-star, though.
Correct. The
I can see her
Natalie
face.
Portman.
Natalie Portman.
We were on a date. And Asia was in the living room.
Yeah.
We were on a date with the Black Swan on TV. I'd lock the bedroom door. Mm. Leave me alone.
I've dated that movie.
See, I was joking. You said it weird.
Jimmy, you ever seen the movie Black Swan?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you have. Enough said.
Jimmy. All right.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. And then don't forget, at 5 o'clock, just 10 minutes away, Solana's got a Week That Was montage, and this was a fine week of shows.
I can't wait for this.
I'm guessing there might be a who in there.
We got a lot of good stuff this week.
We had a fun week.
Solana killed it. You know he's going
to
kill it.
All right, so we'll get to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour here in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Do I have a shot with Mila Kunis?
No.
Hawk and Crowder.